just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
Historic first litter the landscape as Backtime remembers the premier events that gathered around August 12th. Today in 1877, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph and made the first sound recording. It bubbled under the top 40 for 10 weeks before finally ending up at anemic 38.
Of yellow and green.
On this date in 1977, the space shuttle Enterprise passed its first solo flight test. Would have been a much better story if a guy named Kirk was at the helm, but hey, Dick Truly's a pretty good name, huh? And today in 1981, IBM revealed its very first PC. It, of course, had to be rebooted a few minutes later. It's back time for August 12th. This is your announcer speaking.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we're bright and early.
Hello.
Yet once again, good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. What's the day? Tuesday? August 12th.
August 12th, yes, yeah. That's right.
There you go. We didn't even listen to that back time thing in the beginning.
I know, and again, we were just talking about it. I'm not the biggest morning person in the world, but I'm trying. I'm trying to change.
Yeah. I really appreciate that. I know it's hard for you, you know?
Oh, my goodness. It's just hard because once you get into your schedule of, you know, if you're a night person, you stay up late, and then waking up early, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Ah. I know, yeah. Well, maybe don't go to sleep so late now that you have a radio show, you know?
I'm trying. I really am, but you know what I mean? Come midnight, it's just like I turn into a pumpkin, and it's like the witching hour,
really?
If you will.
So what time did you go to sleep last night?
I don't really remember, but I think it was probably about 1 or 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a lot of sleep.
No, it's not that much, but you know what? My body's adjusting to it, so it's not that bad.
Yeah. There you go. You're still young. Come on. I mean, you got a lot of energy.
Exactly.
I remember in my 20s, we were partying 24 hours a friggin' day, so I know exactly what you mean.
I could definitely still do that every now and then, but once I do that, I kind of need like at least 3 days to kind of recuperate from it.
Yeah. I mean, I was exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
A lot of partying in the 70s. Well, that was the 80s for me. But yeah, I mean, those were wild times.
You know, I can only imagine. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just wanted to apologize to Ginny, the caller who called in yesterday.
Right.
It was Ginny, not Jenny. And I totally, I went back and I re-listened to the show, and I completely did not recognize who that was at the time, but now I know who she was.
Really?
She's a wonderful woman. She was a hostess at my restaurant, which is what she said, and... Yeah, so Jenny, I apologize. I really didn't recognize you when you called. I thought you said Jenny, and then I went back and listened, and now I know who you are.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's cool, Jenny. So I guess she likes you. She's a big fan.
She's the sweetest woman in the world.
Yeah. I figured you knew her because she knew you very well.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes when you hear someone calling in on the radio, and I'm still not used to even hearing my own voice over, like,
really?
Through the headphones and everything. It's a big adjustment getting used to it.
Yeah.
But yes, so that was that.
That's cool. Did you get contacted by any other people from there?
Yes, I actually, I spent the whole car ride this morning driving down speaking to my best friend from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice.
A man named Michael. And he was the one who actually kind of pointed it out. He's like, I can't believe you didn't recognize that woman. He's like, you've known her and you've worked with her for like 4 years.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a ditz. I feel so badly.
Yeah, well.
I attribute it to lack of sleep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, partying too, you know.
And, well, yeah.
All the stuff you put into your body, but...
Well, yesterday, maybe. I had a reason to party, you know, well, to drink anyway. You know, I was very upset about the fronds and the whole situation.
You were still upset?
I was still upset. Here, really? I know I pretend I'm a heartless bitch, but I'm really not.
Right. No, I mean, you might claim one thing, but if you listen to the shows, you see you're not at all.
Yeah.
You're really bothered by this. So it sort of like contradicts what you've said earlier, and I think now the truth comes out that you do care more than you thought you did.
I know. But so anyway, I stayed at my job last night, my nannying job, probably until 8 o'clock at night. And, you know, I got technically off of duty at 4 o'clock. And so I ended up staying with the kids and the parents and having a couple cocktails. A couple cocktails too many, as my voice might indicate this morning. but yeah, so anyway, I end up going home and my entire apartment was spotless. Absolutely spotless.
Wow.
And I had a dozen roses waiting on the table and a chicken roasting in the oven.
Wow.
And the Franz was there, very, very remorseful about the whole situation. And so the Franz is back yet again.
Wow. So that must have captured your heart when he got home, huh?
Yes. Well, yeah. Believe it or not, I don't know, the whole situation, he never cleans.
Yeah.
He never gets me flowers, and he's never sorry for being himself.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just having visions of him passed out naked with a bag of wine on his face.
Yeah. You didn't like that.
No. But you take the good with the bad, and I don't know, I just wanted to tell all the listeners out there that I'm quite happy with him right now.
Good, good. Important to know that. As long as you're happy, the show is going to be happy.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, God, I mean, there's so much. You got to listen to this. I'm on the phone yesterday, and I'm playing the Olympics, and I recorded the opening ceremony. So I'm sitting there and talking on the phone, and there's a commercial on, and it's flashing faces, right?
Okay.
And I'm going and I'm doing a double take. I'm like, wait a second. And these faces are only there for like a split second, okay?
Yep.
And I'm seeing a face I recognize. So I do a rewind, and I'm going back in a still frame, and
who is it?
Well,
tell me.
I'm trying to... who it was is Manu Toigo, who was sitting in your seat.
Your old co-host.
A few months ago, yes.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What an amazing thing. So I'm like sitting there and staring at her and I'm going,
oh my goodness.
Wow. So it was a Tylenol commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess they were portraying athletes at different ages and stuff.
Okay.
You know? So
an athlete?
She was somewhere in the middle. No, she's not. But
she played one on TV.
No, it's not even that. I mean, they're just showing the face. It's just a headshot. But it was a commercial for that. So I guess they kind of, you know, put her hair up and stuff, and it was sort of like a black and white picture, and they kind of made it dramatic and stuff. But I think they wanted to portray is faces of people at different ages.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, it was really cool. So congratulations to Manu, you know. I mean, I'm really happy, and now maybe she'll have some extra money that she...
Yeah.
She always wanted.
Yeah, seriously. Commercials, actually, they pay so well.
They do, huh? And, oh. And you get the money for years after that,
you too. Get the residuals, like, for... Yeah. Yes, that's why they call it residuals, yeah. You know? Oh, my goodness. That's how cool. I paid for boarding school, and that's how I, you know, paid for college, and everything was with my childhood career doing the commercials.
Yeah, you've earned a lot like that, huh?
I earned a lot, and I spent a lot, because it's all gone.
Oh, really? All of it?
Oh, I squandered every last penny.
Wow.
I'm not so good. You know, I like to make the money, and I'm good at making the money, but once I have it in my pocket, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Look out.
But it's not necessary to spend that much, you know? I mean, you can still be happy spending a decent amount and still have a little bit left. But you were young.
I was
and
young.
And you needed someone to manage your money for you.
And, well, you know, I don't consider it completely wasted. You know, like $100,000, like spending that on boarding school, that was the best, you know, the best... expenditure
well, it
of money.
That much?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Boarding school is so expensive.
Wow.
And it's getting even more so, like every day.
How many years did you go there?
I was there for three.
3 years.
Yeah.
So that's $300,000.
No.
That was for the whole thing.
Yeah, for the whole thing.
Wow, that's still a lot of money.
I know. It ends up being like $30,000 a year, like you know, plus random expenses.
Wow.
I know. Aren't you glad your daughter didn't go to boarding school?
Well, are you happy you spent that $100,000?
It was the best $100,000 I've ever spent.
Really?
Absolutely.
Good.
I don't know. I really thrived there. Because before that, you know, when I was busy in the superficial world of modeling and commercials, you just kind of get wrapped up in your looks and appearances, and your education kind of goes to the back burner. And I really was able to like reprioritize my life. You know, I ended up being senior class vice president and head of the chess club. And
Yeah, you play chess?
I play chess.
Really?
Yes, I
Did
love it.
Did you say
it.
You play backgammon too?
Yes, I do play backgammon.
Yeah, we still need to play a backgammon game or two.
Oh, I will take you down, Sam.
No, you think you will.
No, no.
I've been playing since I was a kid, but I haven't played in a long time, so you might.
Actually, you know. it's so cute. There's this little old man in Marblehead, Massachusetts. He used to come to my bar, and he would get there like half an hour before the bar would open. Uh-huh. His name's Dan, and he went to Princeton. He also was my tennis instructor, too. But he was so cute, and he would always come to the bar before it would open, and we would sit down, and we would play a couple games of backgammon. Then the bar would open, and customers would come in, and I would get so heated. I'm like, this move's called Dan's Demise. Take this. And he's like, you watch your lip, young lady. Oh, my, I'm going to spank you. And I'm like, oh, my, Dan. And then the customers would come in, and they're like, excuse me, can I get a drink? I'm like, can't you see I'm fucking busy right now? Do I look like the fucking bartender? I was like, oh, wait.
I am.
I'm like, just give me 1 minute. Here you go, Dan. You're going down.
Yeah, but you know, I think when you get to a certain point, when you know every move and how to move, it's down to the roll of the
luck
dice.
It's the luck of the roll.
It's the dice.
And that's where I am very lucky. I'm
really?
A lucky lady.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'd like to see that. I'd really like to see that. I haven't played a good backgammon game in a long time.
Well, then, let's grab a cup of coffee.
And then I'd like you to play chess with my son because he's gotten really good.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'd like to see if you could beat him. How long have you played chess?
Oh, my dad actually taught me how to play chess when I was probably like, I don't know, 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, and he was so, you know, as a father, and you know, I'm the youngest of three girls, you know, you would think that your father would, you know, let your daughter win every now and then. I'm for God's sake, I'm 3 years old. But no, you know, he's just like, checkmate. I'm right. Like, Daddy, you know, please, like, let me win. And I would cry, and I wanted to beat my dad one day, and he never would. And so then, you know, I moved on to boarding school years later. Became the president of my chess club, and I don't know, once I moved to Colorado, he came out and visited me, probably when I was like 18 or 19, and I was like, Dad, like, we haven't played chess in 10 years. I'm like, why don't you sit down, and like, we'll have a glass of wine, and we'll play.
Whoa.
And so we start playing, and all of a sudden, you know what I say to him? Checkmate.
Really?
And you know what he fucking says? He says, I let you win. I'm like, bullshit, Dad. You have not let me win a day of my life. You're such a jerk.
With us, it was the reverse, because my son comes and he starts to teach me how to play and stuff. Because I played when
you
I was really...
You didn't know how to play chess?
No, because, I kind of forgot, you know. But
there are a lot of rules.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very simple to understand the moves, but yeah. It's
the strategy.
Yeah, it's everything in the game, you know. And it's like, even when you get good, you go, okay, now I can beat everybody? No fucking way, you know. There's always someone better than you.
Oh, yes.
And so my son would kick my ass every time. And one time I won, I thought, wow, you know, I'm so fucking hot, you know. But yeah, and he wouldn't let me win either.
Aww. So there's actually
it's kind of a reverse.
There's a little coffee shop in, I think it's either Venice or Santa Monica, I don't know which town. But I usually do my homework there because, you know, ADD Susie, I need a million distractions going on so I can actually focus on the one task at hand.
Uh-huh.
But there are always like, there's this one older gentleman, he plays chess in the corner, and then he always has like 10 to 15 hot guys, like really, really hot guys that are like filtering through the coffee shop, and they play a game of chess with him, and then the older man always beats them, and then they always kind of put their head down and they leave.
Really?
And so I've been watching this guy play chess, you know, for probably about a year now, and so one day I kind of walk over, and I had my hair, it was long and blonde, and it was like in pigtails at the time. For all of you out there, fantasy.
Yeah, do you have pictures like that?
Oh,
I'd like to
yes,
see that.
Yes.
Really?
I'll show you my driver's license picture. You'll die.
Okay.
But so one day I walked over and I really looked kind of, you know, just kind of innocent and ditzy. And I was like, huh, watching him play chess with the hot guy. And he kind of looks up and looks at me. And he's like, oh, how are you doing, sweetheart? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? How are you doing? And he's like, do you play chess? And I was like, oh, just a little bit. And he's like, oh, well, do you want next game? I'm like, well, I haven't played in a really long time. And he's like, well, you got the next game, baby. And I'm like, okay. And I'm totally hustling this guy, okay? And so now all of a sudden we've got the three other men like standing around this dude. And so I sit down to play, you know, with the pigtails and all. And I'm like, hee hee, finger in my mouth. Oh. And and all of a sudden, like, I make my opening move. And I'm like, is that move okay? And he's like, oh, yeah, that was a great move. Good job. Uh-huh. And so he starts getting cocky. And he thinks he's going to win with his eyes shut.
Right.
And so then all of a sudden, like, I pull out the big guns. And I knew he was a better player than I was, but I have a strategy. If someone's a better player, it's kind of like I do in life. It's like, I'm not going to let you win if I can't win myself. I'm going to stalemate you. No one's going to win if I can't win. And so I totally like backed him into a corner and like, but I couldn't win. So we ended up stalemating.
Wow.
And his pride was like so hurt. He was like, no, I want another game. I want a rematch. I'm like, no, I've got to go back to my homework. I'll see you later. And all of his like, you know, little guys that were watching were just like, wow, can't believe she just did that.
That's cool to be able to do that, huh?
Yes.
When they underestimate you.
They totally underestimated me, and I used my looks and my demure little attitude at the time to just kind of, I don't know, suck it to him. Take that, buddy.
But that's true. I mean, you have like two sides of you. I mean, you can play it like the innocent girl.
Oh, yeah.
The innocent, cute girl.
All-American girl.
And then you
girl.
Can be that seductive woman, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff. Wow.
Yep.
That's good. You've developed it over the years. You perfected the fucking thing. And yeah.
It was all those years growing up in front of the camera. It was like, I got all the jobs that I did as a kid because I always had the typical all-American girl next door look and, you know, the little freckles and the brown eyes. And and now I just, I don't know.
No, it opens up doors for you, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to use what you have, you know?
Actually, yesterday I was at the park with the little boy I take care of. And this woman, I had my lizard with me, as I know you saw yesterday. And
yes, you brought the lizard.
And I apologize that you were so grossed out.
No. Don't apologize at all. But I did want to correct you that it's not like it's scary. It's just gross, you know?
It's not
just
gross.
Like just like a piece of shit when you look at it. Aww. It's not... I mean, it's not scary, but it's gross.
You just called my lizard a piece of shit.
No, I compared him to it. No, I'm sorry. That's the first thing that came into my head. No, but look, I don't mean to hurt you or your lizard's feelings. Okay?
You should apologize to the lizard.
Okay, I will. But, I mean, it does look...
it looks prehistoric. It's
cool. It does. But, you know, I don't know that I want to hold one or touch one.
Aww.
So how did you get into reptiles at all? I mean, this is like really... curious to me.
I know, it is kind of weird. Well,
I mean, that's like a big reptile, right? I mean, almost looks like a miniature iguana or something.
Oh, that's insulting to her intellect and demeanor.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of a lizard is that?
It's an Australian bearded dragon.
Oh, dragon.
Not
okay.
A bearded clam, bearded dragon.
Right.
As we had the conversation with TJ. Fucking yeah. TJ, get your mind out of the gutter, baby.
By the way, if you listen to the replay of his show at the end, like the last 5 minutes,
yeah,
all he did is praise you and how great you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you gotta catch that.
Oh, I totally will.
He thinks you're
the
terrific.
Cat's meow.
Yes, you're terrific.
I think he's not so bad either. I don't want to give him a bigger head than I think he's already got. But yeah.
No, he's pretty much self-deprecating most of the time. But but he's good. Yeah.
No, he definitely is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I get into reptiles? When I was 4 years old, I went into this little pet store. And it was a weird pet store. It was in a house. And these two, it was a lecherous old man that had been in and out of jail like his whole life. And this other guy that just had tattoos all over him that kind of owned the store. And I walked in and I really liked the pet store. And I went up and I stuck my hand out and I said, my name is Susie. I would like a job application. And they looked at me and they're like, sweetheart, you're a little young. And they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, 4. And they're like, come back in 10 years, like when you can get a work permit and actually work for us. And I said, thank you very much, I will. And so I went back to that pet store pretty much weekly until I was 14. And then they hired me to clean cages, literally to clean shit.
Right, yeah.
And at that time, I kind of had like a double personality at that time too, because I was a Ford model, you know, I was doing TV commercials, you know, making a ton of money, but that all I wanted to do was work at the pet store and clean shit and like play with all the animals. But so that's kind of how I really got into it. My dad would take me like snake hunting for garter snakes when I was little. We had a farm in upstate New York before my parents got divorced, and it was actually the most wonderful place in the world, and we just had tons of animals and woodchucks.
So you were a farm girl at one time?
Kind of.
Really?
Well, the farm didn't really have any, like, farm animals.
Right.
I know where this is going. Jesus, Sam.
So more like a ranch or something. All right.
It was more just, like, a lot of land.
Okay.
And, I don't know. But so that's kind of how I got into the reptiles. Mm-hmm. And then I just started collecting them. My mom couldn't stop me. I was awful. I would sneak all the different animals into the house when she wasn't looking. And at one point, I think I had, like, 20 cages with like tarantulas and snakes and birds and rats and you name it, and I had it.
Yeah, but you did say you were tomboyish when you were young,
yes,
right? So it totally follows.
And I still kind of am.
Yeah.
As you can
So that's a third side of you.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Do you have a tomboyish side?
Me?
Well, you don't like the reptiles, but do you like any kind of animal?
I thought a tomboy thing is for women, isn't
it? Well, it is, but okay. I don't know.
So, no, I'm not into reptiles at all. My son is, and yeah, he got himself a lizard some time ago. But then he realized it's too much work to take care of it, so he
No, it's
away.
Not. They're so easy.
Are they?
Oh, my God, they're the easiest things in the world
yeah,
to take care of.
Yeah, but you
got to
get the friggin' crickets for them, and the cricket has to be the right size and all that bullshit, you know, and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
They'll eat cockroaches. They'll eat anything.
Really?
Yeah.
How gross is that?
It's really
yeah.
gross.
Jeez.
But kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah. So you see, you have animals eating cockroaches right in your house.
Well, no. I take the animals outside, like for walks, and then if there's a cockroach on the street, they'll just chomp on
you
it.
You take it for a walk with a leash?
Yeah. yeah. No, they usually sit on my shoulder.
I'm sure. But this reminds me. I mean, how weird is this? Is that... there's these new people, I guess, in the neighborhood or something.
New kids on the block?
Yeah. And this woman is walking her fucking cat on a leash.
Oh.
Have you ever seen this before?
I've seen... I think someone in my grandmother's neighborhood does that. Okay, something even weirder than that. Mm-hmm. There's this crazy, crazy bitch in Malibu. One day I was leaving my old job, and I'm waiting to cross the PCH. And she's a homeless woman, and she's yelling at this animal, this cat, that is sitting perched on her shoulder. Right. And the cat is just kind of like attached to her shoulder, and she's yelling at the cat, "Bad, bad pussy! You've been a naughty, naughty pussy! You peed on my bed! You peed on my clothes!" And the woman just like is just, oh, so disgusting and so weird.
Oh, wow.
But she's got this cat on her shoulder that she's like beating and screaming at as she's like walking across the street. I'm like, what is wrong with the world? Like, if you think I'm weird for having a lizard, like, seriously, at least I don't have a cat, like, sitting on my shoulder all the
yeah.
time.
No, it's not weird. I mean, it's just not common, okay? So I okay. guess that makes it weird. No, it's just uncommon. I mean, you don't see many females having reptiles.
You're right. You know? You are correct with that.
Yeah. But you were tomboyish. I mean, when I looked at your picture, I think it was from college. Did you have, like, cropped hair and stuff?
Oh, that's on my dyke spike.
That's your dyke spike.
Dyke spikes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I figured. So that yeah. was probably in college, right?
No, actually... when I started boarding school, I had long blonde hair, like fake blonde hair, and like my long fake nails. Uh-huh. I used to be a cheerleader, believe it or not.
Really?
And I went straight from being a cheerleader to the boarding school. And once I got to boarding school, I'm like, okay, cheerleader persona, not so good here. That's gotta go. And then, I don't know, once you get into like the lackadaisical lifestyle of not really caring what you look about or look like, and then once you actually become a lesbian, then you really don't care what you look like. off went the hair.
Wow.
And so I called that my dyke spike because it was in the lesbian phase of my life.
Yeah. So do lesbians feel that urge to do that to their hair? I mean, not all of them, obviously, but you see a lot that do.
Well, you know, like Ellen, you know, she's got the signature dyke spike.
Who's Ellen?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, yeah.
And, you know, she's married to Portia de Rossi, who's right. like the, you know, the...
Very feminine.
Very yeah. feminine, like yeah. perfect lipstick lesbian.
Yeah.
And I was always the girl. You know, I never... wore the pants, so to speak. I had the doors open for me, and like yeah. they would take me out and pay for...
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how come you did that to your hair then?
I don't know. It just... It kind of just went with the lifestyle at the time. Yeah. It was really easy and really low maintenance. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
But or
maybe you tried
to
like feel like you belong or something, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was also just kind of like a rebellion against everything else that had been going on in my life.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, my mom loves my long, beautiful hair, so I'm going to cut it off.
Wow.
You know, just really? Little things like that.
Jeez.
Always going for the shock value.
Yeah.
Well, I showed you my hair the other day. It's shaved underneath in the back with a big heart.
Right. And wait a minute. You said you had that done when?
That was right the day before my audition show with you.
That's right. Okay, so you showed it to me on that day.
And you're probably like, what the fuck is this girl doing? Like, yeah. showing me the back of her head. But that was from a taser share cut party. If you don't agree to have your head shaved, you get tased.
Really?
Yes, and I don't want to be tased. That hurts. And so, and then once you have your head shaved, you're supposed to give a donation, or if you don't give a donation, then you get tased. So I snuck out the back, and I made Franz get tased for me.
Really?
Yeah.
So your hair is, like, cut in the back. Is that part of that, or that's the style?
Well, it doesn't really go with my actual haircut. I made them promise to do it so I could still look normal.
Right, okay.
So you wouldn't have to look at a complete freak.
Yeah, so it's under your hair.
Yes, yes, underneath.
Yeah. You do some crazy things.
I know.
So, So did you have makeup sex and stuff yesterday?
Actually, we did not because I wish we had. By the time I got home, I told you I'd already had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
I'll have makeup sex when I go home today, though.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't let him think that that I really, really appreciated everything that he had done because he still had been a very naughty boy.
Yeah. So if there's smoke coming out of a house in Venice today, you'll know it's you.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We have a phone caller, a phone guest coming soon. By the way, Susie, we have to continue our contest for the Wi-Fi radio.
Oh, yes.
And we had a winner yesterday, Steve from St. Louis.
St. Louis Steve.
And we've got to do one today. So maybe during the break you can think of a question we can ask that's okay. Not like too hard or something. But, you know, because... our listeners don't like to work too hard. So just something symbolic.
Did you just call them lazy?
No. I did not. We love our listeners. Okay, we'll be right back.
Paris Hilton political ad, take 12.
And I have my own energy plan with lots of deep, deep drilling to take care of those stiff increases at the pump.
Cut!
Those stiff increases are hard to swallow. That's where I come in.
Oh.
With lots of drilling, meaning a gusher in no time.
Cut.
Oil production has been going down, something I know a little about.
Cut.
I want America to get off foreign oil. Let me help you get off.
Cut.
See you at the debates. I may be the underdog, but I'm known for coming from behind.
Ah, cut!
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind. Seeing what you got in mind. And now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time. And I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Yeah, I blame it. Conversation built on lies. Another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful to me. Time. And I'm jaded, but I made
two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, then we're back. I know a guest is trying to call, so please try again because we can't take calls during the break. So, there's so many things I want to ask you about that boarding school. My God, I don't even know where to start, but I don't want to do it like in a one-show deal. I like when it's a little bit is revealed every time, you know, and stuff. So
I'm easy, whatever.
Yeah, you're easy. So what else is going on?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. Well, what do we do about the question for our callers?
Yes, did you think of anything? Or I kept you busy throughout the whole break.
But I know. No, I was kind of thinking in the back of my mind. Since we went with the name game yesterday of Janique, my bestest friend in the whole world, why don't we ask the listeners what the name of my boyfriend is, or what I call him so affectionately.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, let's find that out. Definitely, if you've been listening, you've heard it probably
250 times.
Yeah, 250 at least.
You know, I apologize for everyone out there.
Yeah. So let's take our guest and pray for the phone, please. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Who's calling?
Hi, Sam. This is Satin Phoenix.
Hi.
Yes, how are you, Satin?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, Satin?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So your name is... What's that noise going on back there? Are you... It seems to be...
What are you doing, Satin?
Can you very well.
Oh, my.
It's another room.
Yeah. Oh, are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm actually on a landline.
On a wireless.
It's amazing anyone has those these days.
Yeah. Well, the connection is not good.
People over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Satin Phoenix, and I'm here. What's up?
Cool. So, Satin, where are you calling from? Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, you're downtown. Wow, you could have come to the... You know, this is making noise. Can I call you right back on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call you right back. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
She has a good phone voice.
Yeah, she does. And but the thing is, hold on a second... there was some noise on her end.
I think she had like a TV in the background or something.
No, it sounded like us.
Really?
It was us, yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Awesome.
Satin. Yeah, there we go. Cool. So you're downtown L.A. Awesome. How long have you lived in L.A.?
I've been in Los Angeles on and off for about 2 years.
2 years, wow. And where did you originally move from?
I'm originally from San Francisco, though.
Oh, cool. Cool. And so tell our listeners, what line of work are you in? Why are you calling? And you have a website too, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm in the pornography business.
Ah,
wow. My camera. Yeah.
Our kind of girl.
Right up my alley.
I'm also an illustrator too. I do comic books and paintings and stuff.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you like more, porn or painting?
Well, it's great because I can use all the people that I have sex with as models. Like, I'm really good at, like, capturing them in my head, like, scenarios and whatnot, and then putting them into my comics.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
So I take it you don't illustrate children's books.
No, actually, I'm thinking about doing that eventually, maybe under different names.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, you can find me at SatinPhoenix.com.
SatinPhoenix.com. Why don't you go ahead and go on there, Susie?
Okay.
Satin Phoenix. Wow. I'm sure that's the name you were born with, right?
Oh, yeah. See, my mom calls me Satin because she likes it better than my real name.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the process of actually, you know, turning into my real name. Because nobody calls me by my real name anymore.
Really? Yeah, well, that's Oh, so you're going to change it to be your real name?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It just makes more sense and it's less paperwork and...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wow. Okay, so you go into your website, the first thing you see is that nice protruding nipple there. Mm-hmm. And did you find it, Susie? You
know, no.
It's Satin with an E.
S-A-T-I-N-E.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And how old are you, if
I'm
you
28.
Don't mind? 28. And how long have you been in porn?
Since 2005, I think.
Wow.
2005, 2006.
3 years.
Yeah.
How many films have you made?
Over 50. And I do a lot of video, internet video, so.
Oh, you do
videos.
I really like your breasts. They're beautiful.
Yeah. They kind of look like yours, don't they?
Her nipples are a little, you made them yourself. Yeah, no, they're small and perky, and I don't know, I really like them.
You know, once I did this thing where I had injections in my breasts. So really? Like a saline drip, and I had double D's for a day.
Really? Double D's for a day?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's saline, so your body absorbs all of it.
Whoa, really? That's really weird.
Wow.
And I had glowing skin because of all this, the water and had my system.
Oh, my God, that's
skin.
Amazing.
What does that look like, neon?
Radioactive.
It was really funny because I had to wear Band-Aids where the needles were. Uh-huh. It took about an hour. And wow. Inflated so big. I wanted them bigger, but everyone else was like, don't do it.
Wow. Now, did your skin, like, stretch out, or did they get saggier? Like, when, I don't know. How did that work?
Well, I used to be 30 pounds heavier.
Oh, wow.
So, like, my skin is already, I guess, like, a skin memory. I don't know. But I didn't leave stress or anything.
Wow, wow. So
if you go from a small size to a large size, you'll get stretch marks. But, like, what I recommend for anyone that's going to get breast implants, mm-hmm. is to start like a size bigger and then go bigger from there.
Yeah, you got to do it gradually, right?
Not Pamela Anderson style.
Really gnarly boobs.
So tell me something. Do you have implants now? Because they look natural to me. I mean, they're not big or anything.
Yeah, no, I don't have implants yet. I figured once they start getting crazy, then I'll get them. I'm not opposed to them. I just really like my boobs right now.
Yeah, yeah. You should. You know what? I'm so anti implants that it's not, you know, it's just not, you know, I don't know. And most men that I know are not crazy about it. You know, you like the natural look.
I had an ex-boyfriend that once said, how do you make 5 pounds of fat look good? And I was like, I don't know how. And he's like, you put a nipple on it. And I was like, oh, that's all it is. It's fat, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Wow, these are some
awesome
pictures.
Well, I lost 30 pounds. I used to have these, and then I went down to these, and I was freeing out. So really, I think girls do it for themselves. It makes them feel more womanly, you know?
Right.
And I know a lot of girls who don't have any. Like, they've got size A's, and they've gone up to a C, and they're just so much more comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
Whereas before, they're really shy, now they're like, okay, comfy. And then there's some girls who really love having large boobs. And they love the reaction that some guys give them.
Right, right.
I like all boobs, real, yeah. Fake. I don't care. I'll play with all of them.
Really? Wow. So
when I see a nice set of, like, I don't know, really perky fake boobs walk into the room, I don't know. All the other guys I used to bartend with in Malibu, they were just like, oh, Susie, we love working with you. Because I'm like, did you see those? I put my hands out in the air and I'm like, mama, mama.
I'm just like a 15-year-old boy sometimes. I'm just like,
me too. It's like, can I seriously be any more mature?
In the face.
It's like I just want to look at them. I just want to poke them. I want to touch them. I'm like, wow. Let me see.
This is awesome.
I know, and it's not like you don't already have boobs. You know, you have boobs. You can play with them anytime. But it's like more the merrier.
Yeah, there you go. And it's somebody else's, you know.
And they're so fascinating. I don't know. I just don't know.
It is, and we've talked about it before. But you know what? Some positions in your photos, Satine, your nipples are just like perfect. I mean, like a pencil eraser, but not too long. You know,
that's what my mom calls my nipples.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy shows them off to go out.
What's that?
He's always like, check out her nipples. She's got the best nipples.
Oh, and Ron Jeremy did.
Yeah, that's what he does. Oh. We go and hang out. He likes to show them off.
Yeah, he does. So you still he still does movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's mainly a producer and that sort of thing. Do you know who we're talking about, Susie? You know who,
yes.
Ron Jeremy is?
Oh, yes.
Everybody
I'm
knows,
not that young.
And he's been around so long, though, you know? I mean, he was at his peak, I think, in the 70s, wasn't he?
Yeah, but now he does, like, mainstream stuff. He does movies, and he had that Surreal Life show.
I didn't really like him on the Surreal Life show. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He kind of... I don't know, is he different in person than he is like when he's portraying himself on these shows?
He's probably the same, I'll bet you.
See, the thing about him is like, well, my version of him is like, we're just ourselves and we're both completely perverted, and then when we go out we're like animals. We just like, we all we do is we scope out women, you know, he's the person that I can with.
Yeah, so
yeah,
so
we're definitely wolves.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so obviously you like women, right?
I'm exactly 50% straight and 50% gay.
Wow. Welcome to the club. We have another one here.
I'm so picky.
I just wouldn't date women because they're crazy.
I completely agree.
Really? So
they
just
are crazy,
have the sex
crazy
with
bitches.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Susie, why aren't you a lesbian anymore? And I'm like, you know what? The sex was so good with girls and it was so wonderful and I loved it. But at the same time, it's like at the end of the day, men are so much easier to handle.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. So I do it on film. You know, like my relationships are on film.
Yeah.
Like I've got this Adventures of Lesbian Adventures of Satine Phoenix. It just came out. It's this parliamentary sweetheart video did it with me. And it just came out and it's me and like all these women. In different scenarios and different types of sex, and it's just...
What's it called again? What's the DVD name again?
Lesbian Adventures of Satine Phoenix.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it, for sure.
Yeah, we're having a movie release party at Zardoz on the 19th. Star Karaoke in Burbank.
I'll be there.
Where is it at again?
It's at Zardoz.
Zardoz in Burbank.
Yeah.
And you said there's karaoke too?
I love
karaoke.
Oh
my God, it's awesome.
Really?
Everybody's singing karaoke. Actually, you'd be surprised at how many people can sing. I can't sing. I can only sing in the shower and in my car.
I sing all the time. I'm constantly singing, and I haven't done karaoke in a long time. I have one signature song.
Well, then there's another thing we need to do.
Oh, yes.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe we'll do a station party. You and me, we'll have a duet, and you'll rock my socks off.
There you go.
We'll have lesbian sex.
So tell
really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm getting really excited about this. Wait, whoa. The 19th you said.
Yeah,
that's next Tuesday.
The 19th of August.
Tuesday.
Right.
Not a week from now.
Yeah, a week. Wow. Well,
I'm going to have an interesting show on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be there. But
Sam doesn't know what to say now. He's like, uh-oh.
No, because I got a million things I wanted to ask. But what I'm asking is, okay, so you're into girls. But you because I mean on your website I'm not really seeing a single guy. So do you do movies with guys or just girls?
I do movies with guys as well.
I see. Okay, but
I don't have them on my website. I have my website's just all like just me as a model, me as an illustrator, me as a girl. But then like you can go and buy my movies.
Right.
So I do interracial. I do threesomes. I do orgies. I prefer orgies, actually.
Really? Why is that?
I'm kind of greedy.
Oh, so you like more than one, and do you like to watch, too?
I love to watch. You know, it's funny, because I don't do anal on film, mm-hmm. but I love watching it.
Really?
Like, the porn that I...
It is fascinating.
Really nasty, crazy, filthy anal porn.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't actually do that.
Wow.
Wait, you don't do it ever? Like, not even, like, in your relationships?
If I find a guy that I can trust, then I do it. But it takes a while for me to be able to open up enough to...
Literally. My boyfriend is obsessed with it, and that's all he wants. Like, he pretty much begs me day in and day out.
Really?
Please, baby, please, please. And I don't know. Like, my girlfriend that was on the show the other day, she is obsessed with it, and she loves it. And, you know, she hasn't really slept with very many people at all. And I just don't understand how some people can be so into it and some people can't. I literally, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm totally into it. Like, I really love it. But I have to trust that the guy that's doing it to me is going to do it the way I want to do it.
Right.
And which is
and
how?
Like, I take a lot of, like, vitamins, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to have an accident.
Yeah,
and I have a lot of girlfriends that that they can't have anal sex anymore because they've broken their butthole.
Yeah, ew. I know. And that is, like, the most disgusting thing, you know? And, you know, as it is, I don't have a very loving relationship with the asshole in general, you know, including myself. So I don't see the attraction. Why don't you explain, Satine, what is the attraction for you in anal sex? What turns you on about it?
For me, it just gives me a big orgasm. But for guys, it should actually give... Like, they should be way more attracted to it because of the...
The tightness.
Or no, because the guys have a prostate, right? Like, I don't know if you're.
Oh, you mean anal to guys?
Like, you can get your prostate anal.
Yeah.
So, like, for a guy, it's actually super sensitive.
Really?
Yeah. So you should try it. It's awesome.
So you're saying for a guy to take it in his ass?
Well, at least fingers. Like,
right.
You have a girl milk your prostate. If you're straight and you're not that experimental, have a girl milk your prostate. I heard it's like the best thing. It's a forced orgasm.
Fucking crazy. I mean, there's no way. I mean, that is so gay to have a finger inside your ass. And not only that, but it's gross.
Not necessarily.
No.
I don't mind a finger. A finger's okay. A tongue is even better.
You know what? Anything that comes near a guy's ass.
What'd you say, Satine? Did you agree with the tongue?
It's another thing where you do it, you don't tell anyone about it as a male.
You don't tell about it as a male. You know what? It's not about what other people are going to think, so that's not the case here.
You do what feels good for your body, though.
I suppose, but I don't know. I just
Sam, don't knock until you try it.
No, I'm not. I'm
exactly.
saying,
bend
o-
Sam, bend over.
Look, I've done it.
If you're secure in your heterosexuality, then I see people being interested.
Yeah. Well, okay, so call me insecure. What can I tell you? You know, but
or stuck in your ways.
No, it's just that the asshole is not an attractive area for me. I mean, you know.
Well, each person is different, so, you know, maybe for him it's not. But for everybody else out there that is interested, getting your prostate milked, completely entertaining.
Really?
Wow. Wow. Now, I have a question for you. How do you, I feel like all the porn that's out there, you know, it's like it's all been done. How do you keep things fresh and new and exciting and I don't know?
I do yoga.
You do yoga?
Actually, it's really funny because a lot of my porn star friends, male and female, were really noticing this like weird gap, like this weird thing where a lot of porn stars are having sex, but they're not having connected sex. So,
that's what I, yeah.
So, like, I study Tantra, and so when I have sex on film, I actually, like, I am in love with the person in that moment. You know what I mean? Whether I am in love or not, it doesn't matter. But, like, I focus on the person. There's a lot of connectivity there. It's not just sex. It's, like, amazing sex.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check out your porn then.
Oh, yeah. It's totally fun. Like, entertaining. Like, this one I did is one of my favorite ones. I do a lot of S&M. Mm-hmm. And
I'm kind of into
slapping me around. Yeah, and I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
And I'm having a really great time, but people are thinking, oh, you know, he's not hitting her hard enough or whatever. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is, like, the best fun ever.
Wow.
Like, if I have sex and I'm having a really good time, I'll be laughing, you know? I'm having a really, really, really good time. Why would I, you know, not be laughing and playing? It's all playing. It's all sex.
Yeah.
So you love your job. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, so you feel that you're actually doing what you love and getting paid for it.
Oh yeah!
Wow. So now, do you ever have an orgasm on film?
Oh yeah, all
really,
the time.
Really.
Most of them.
With but you have to stimulate yourself, right?
What was that?
You have to stimulate yourself in order to come during intercourse.
Only half the time.
I'm sorry. What?
Only half the time.
Only half the time.
So
yeah, the guys know what they're doing.
Wait a minute. But you
sign me up.
but you're not climaxing just from insertion, right?
Oh yeah.
Really? So you're
like,
one of those.
Personally, I have. Well, see, I'm totally different than a lot of porn stars. Like, I'm really in tune with my sexuality, and I really enjoy having sex. And I have like 8 different types of orgasms: internal, external, both internal and external. Tantric 10-minute orgasms.
Wow.
Like, a lot of the things I do are a lot different.
You should teach classes.
But I try different things.
Yeah, you should teach classes, like Susie said. Have you considered that?
I actually have done lectures at school.
Lectures at school?
No, I'm serious.
What
there are so many women.
I did a lecture at their school about S&M and the connection and the romanticism of it versus what you see on TV.
And
there's this group in Los Angeles called Mindshare. Mm-hmm. These like super intelligent people that get together once a month and party. I think you can find it mindshare.la /events. It's totally awesome. Like, it's a big party. About an hour and a half of the party are lectures. And the first 2 is about science, second 2 about art, and the third 2 are about, you know, physical or emotional things. And they had me speak about how I think the way porn has been going has been affecting society as a whole in a very negative way.
Mm.
Because all that people learn about sex and all that people see about sex is this very superficial bam, 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 not romanticness of sex. So they carry that into their real lives, you know, learning how to, like, have jackrabbit sex or learning how to, like, not look the person in the eye. I don't know, a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk a lot of things.
yeah. Well, that's amazing. Now, I wanted to ask you, what I noticed here on your site is you have Nina Hartley dominating you. Now, Nina Hartley is like back from Ron Jeremy's days.
Yeah, I love her. She's a good friend of mine.
Really? And she still looks good. I mean, my God, what is she like?
Oh,
in her,
yeah.
50s or 60s?
She and I are both in San Francisco, so like, we get along very well.
Yeah, I know. And she's been an advocate for pornography too, right? I remember at one time. And she was like involved in all kinds of activism and stuff. And
she's great. She taught me how to eat. She taught me how to eat out a woman properly.
Really? I'm seeing that she's actually got a pump, and she's pumping your clit right here in the picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's really dominating and beautiful and powerful, and I really admire her for that.
Really?
Satim, what was that website again? The Mindshare?
.la.
Honestly, I think I moved into a wrong area. Okay, go.
Now, do you like to be dominated? Do you prefer that? Do you ever dominate? Are you ever the top?
I used to be a slave, like a lifestyle slave.
Right.
For about 6 months. I was with a guy for a year and a half. So I really like to be dominated.
Oh, so that was in your personal life?
Yeah, like I moved to Australia and got out of the business for a second to do with this master. Mm-hmm. And so I really like, I'm a masochist. I really love skin sensation. And most people mistake that as pain, which, well, it is pain, but a certain type of romantic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really enjoy that. But also, through being dominated, I've learned how to dominate.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that as well.
Really? Wow.
It's a lot easier to dominate than it is to be dominated because of the trust issue.
And it's kind of against your nature, too, you know? I mean, to want to be dominated, I think.
This is really fascinating to me.
But, like, it was really interesting because I'm really into, like, when you're in love with somebody, you love them and you want to do things for them. And a lot of people take that even further and become their slave.
I see. Okay.
It was really similar to the 1950s marriage, love, honor, obey.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you kind of took it to the sexual realm, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. I took it even further.
Yeah.
But, there's a whole bunch of people all over the world that live like that. You'd be surprised, actually.
Yeah, I know. I know. In fact, I know there is quite a bit of them. I've done some reading on fetishes and S&M, and it's really interesting, you know, the stuff that people are into.
I went all the way to one end and became a slave, and now I know where I am, where I belong, and I like to be in control of my life, and then in bed, I love to be dominated, and once in a while, I go out and give somebody a good beat.
I'm kind of the same way, and that's like something I've been struggling with my boyfriend right now. Like, he's the only person that I've ever been with that actually has dominated me. The way I like it.
Sexually,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone's just like, oh, you know, you could sleep with anyone, Susie. Why are you sleeping with this one guy in particular when you've got such other issues in your relationship? And, like, people don't understand. And it's truly amazing the way someone can dominate you. And something I want to experiment with is being tied up. Do you like that?
So much. Oh, my God, so much. There's two books out there that I highly recommend. And he can practice on you, or you can practice on a chair or whatever, but you get yourself some cotton rope, and
I have satin rope. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the way it grabs.
Okay.
The knots are hard to get out. So if you're beginning, I recommend cotton rope.
Okay.
Because it's soft on you and it's easy to maneuver.
Okay.
And always have a pair of safety scissors around just in case you can't get a knot out. But there's two books, Bondage for Sex by Chanta Rose. How I started. I was her demo model right after her book came out, and she would do lectures. And also, from San Francisco, there's these two guys called the Two Naughty Boys.
Okay, the Two Naughty Boys.
Really kinky Boy Scouts. They're awesome. But I'm on the cover of their new book.
Oh, they got a book out?
They got two books out now.
Oh, wow.
And Rose and Two Naughty Boys. Go check them out.
Okay. Because he's a little bit worried. He wants to do it too, but he's just concerned about not. He's not very good with knots. And you know, we obviously
don't need to be.
Really?
Yeah. I really only use like two or three knots.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's really all about the placement. And what's really important, the farther you get into it, is anatomy, knowing where to put the rope so that you don't, you know, cut off circulation too much. Because, I mean, I've gotten nerve damage in my thumb from Wait,
in your where?
It goes away in like a month or two, but it's not that serious. But yeah. People get scared of that, and like you really need to know anatomy because you don't want to put pressure like on the clavicle up by your neck.
Okay.
Because it only takes like 8 pounds or 10 pounds of pressure to break it.
Ooh.
Yeah. But Susie, but, would you go into the heavy duty stuff with like the balls in your face? I mean, your mouth and stuff.
Not that far, so no. Not yet.
What about pain?
Yeah, you know pain? What? You got to start slow, but then once you start, you can't.
It spirals out of control.
The thing about S&M is like I don't do drugs. Okay. Okay. Sometimes I do acid, but
I love acid.
That's neither here nor there. But I really enjoy the endorphins that are released during S&M.
Really?
You know, wow. Like even I'll be sitting in a chair getting tied up, and I will get so like they call it subspace. You go into this like meditation, and it's so. This like happy space, and you're really protected, and you feel really safe, even though this person's like binding you and gagging you and you know torturing you, but it's still really, really cozy and really safe because of trust.
Yeah, it's about trust, I suppose.
Yeah.
So you don't do it with a stranger, right? You usually want to get to know
and that's
somebody.
That's why I really enjoyed being in this relationship with the Franz because you know we've developed a lot of trust with each other, sexually speaking.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I find that very important, and we just, well, I don't know, he grabs me the right way.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know,
usually by my neck.
It's hard to find somebody to grab me the right way. I mean, years, like, so I was like 25.
Yeah, I'm 26, and it's taken me 8 years to find someone that does this.
Yeah. But, you know, also, you have to be caring yourself. So, like, when I was 22, I probably could never let anyone tie me up, ever. Yeah. I was too headstrong, too, you know, wary of everybody else and what their agenda was.
I wasn't ready to give up control at that point in my life.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And I finally reached a point in my life where I am able to give up control of myself to someone else, even just, you know, for an hour or two.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, sometimes I don't understand that people mix... sex with just about everything, you know, because domination is not necessarily a sexual thing, you know, but people take it over to sex and then, you know, there's all kinds of fetishes and stuff to enhance the sex. My question to you is this. Look, I've always been horny since I remember myself. I used to play doctor when I was 4 years old, you know, with the girls in the neighborhood.
So
always been sexual, but I've always been into... just straight sex without any toys, without any assistance, without anything in the bedroom. And because now it seems to me like it's kind of weird, like to bring in a vibrator into the bed or something.
Oh, no.
Although I've tried it, you know. But it's like, my question, though, is that I'm so satisfied with the way I have sex that I don't really feel a need for something else. Don't you think that comes from a dissatisfaction with just regular sex that you look for more? Satine?
No, actually. I have a few boyfriends. One of my boyfriends I only have regular sex with, and I enjoy it so much with him. Like, we just are very in tune with each other, and I love the way he feels and
right,
the way he breathes, and we just have really good, normal sex.
Right, but then
also,
I love
endorphins, so, like, I'm very playful, too, and I'm very adventurous. Like, I need to be kinky. Some people need to, and some people don't need to.
Right,
some people are wired that way, and some people are wired to be completely heterosexual and one-on-one straight. I am wired to be everything that all my lovers want me to be.
Wow. Now, at what time did you decide that you want to do this, that you want to expose yourself to the world, get into porn and stuff like this? I know you said you've been doing it for 3 years, did you say? 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing before that?
Well, I was a stripper before that.
Oh, wow.
So you've always
and
been
before
in the biz.
That, I was a programmer, and before that, I was an actress.
A programmer?
I was an exhibitionist.
A computer programmer?
Yeah, I was a computer programmer. I went to art school for 5 years doing 3D animation, illustration.
Cool.
I've always I've been, like, when I was 18, I could type, like, 103 words a minute. Like, really? It was crazy.
I still type with two fingers.
Yeah. Where were you 18 years ago when I had my, I had a computer animation company, and I'm sure I would have loved to watch you work.
You know, it's funny, because one of the reasons why I got into it is because there weren't very many women. But yeah. Then I realized why there weren't very many women, because it's a lot of freaking work.
It is a lot of freaking work.
My own animations now, and like, I hate in between. Like, I hate all the grunt work. So now I do, like, character design and all the other stuff. I'm That's a total cool. geek, actually. I'm
well,
a
you're a total
nerd.
Geek, but you also
I play Dungeons & Dragons. Like, I'm a geek, and I really like to have sex in front of a camera.
Wow, that's awesome. And so
there
I mean,
is something about having sex in front of a camera that just, I don't know.
Appeals to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't know if I could ever do
I
it.
I really enjoy the like, lens, like, just like not knowing who's watching.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, almost like a stalker, a harmless stalker.
Ah.
Wow.
Have you ever had a stalker? Has someone ever, like, tracked you down because they were so in love with watching you and all of your videos?
It's really funny because one did, and he, like, he called me up, and he found my number, and he texted me. He's like, I like your pigtails. And I was like, what the fuck? And I found him, and I was like, what the hell is your problem? And I yelled at him, like, if you're going to stalk someone, you got to stalk them this way and this way and this way. I told him how to stalk me, and then I think he got embarrassed or annoyed or
That you told him that you called him out on being a bad stalker.
Yeah,
that's hysterical.
Nobody can stalk better than me. I used to play a game in high school where I would like stalk people in malls. I would follow them to their car and follow them home. Or like there was one boy in high school where I totally followed him home every day.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then like my senior year, I like told him that's really cute. Wow. But like I don't know
what did he say? Was he sketched
never
out?
Do anything? You know what I mean?
Was he sketched out when you told him that you've been stalking him for years?
He was kind of a loner, so he looked really excited about it. But,
and then did you take him in the back room? And
no, he had a really bad lisp.
Oh, why'd you choose him to stalk?
I didn't know. I never talked to him before.
That is so
funny.
It was
really funny because he ended up with one of my girlfriends, and I guess they dated for a long time. So everybody wins.
You know, I really like your art. I mean, you're an extremely talented artist. And you went to the Art Institute, did you say?
No, not the Art Institute. Oh. Academy of Art. Totally different.
Oh, the Academy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they heard that, they'd get upset.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, because...
No, go ahead.
Oh, this the two schools, they teach very differently.
Right.
The Academy of Art is very technical. Like, they strip you down from all your creativity, teach you how to be technical, throw you into the world, and you have to relearn to be creative.
Oh,
so you
wow.
have the technical skills to do it. This Art Institute, it's all conceptual. It's like, here's, we're going to fill you full of beautiful ideas, and you have to figure out how to do them yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I urge everybody to go to your site. I mean, it's so full of stuff. It's amazing. So, I mean, you're pretty much like a well-rounded person, it sounds like. You know, you got you're into many different things and stuff. And
don't tell anyone, I'll ruin my reputation.
Okay, well, we won't tell anybody you're a painter. Yeah.
Or that you play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. So,
oh, man, I all the way play Dungeons & Dragons, and I will shout that from the mountaintop.
I play Snood. Do you know what Snood is?
No.
It's this really stupid game where, I don't know, you just go to Snood online, and you just kind of have to play these little, I don't know, you shoot these snoods out of a little gun, and you have to, like, dangle them and make them drop before the wall kind of crushes you. And
how fun.
It's so much fun. And I will literally, like, just get cracked out on, like, two bottles of wine and just, like, play Snood for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
I collect video game consoles. I've got a bunch I have in storage. I just moved back from Australia recently.
Oh, cool.
But I've got, like, Atari 2600,
oh,
like,
my God.
Original
wow.
NES. And, like, my favorite is the Wii, though. This one's out of control.
Well, you now, if only you could have sex on the Wii.
They'll probably
okay,
come up with something.
There is a company I saw. They have a...
oh, God, here we go.
What's it called? What's that Vice City game called?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto,
awesome.
But it's porno style.
Yeah.
You go
no,
on
no,
and
I play
set up just
games
like Grand Theft Auto, but you go out and you have sex. And they have, like, you can have different types of sex. And you have to, like...
You can rape the hooker.
Put in different codes and have fun.
you could rape the hooker in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, or beat him up.
Yeah.
And
it's great. I know Ron. I heard of it from Ron, but I don't remember what it's called. It should be coming out soon, though.
That's
probably
funny.
Probably on the PC.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me, when I lived in Vegas in the early 90s, I was into computer animation and stuff, and I discovered this swingers club in Vegas, and I went there, and there was a club that let single men go in too, which most clubs don't do. So I got this idea. I mean, it was like in this really tacky looking house and stuff with a lot of rooms, and they had a jacuzzi and stuff inside, and man, did I have some wild times there. Let me tell you, you want to talk about orgies and shit. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because I came up with an idea, and I told them I want to do like an interactive CD-ROM where people feel like they're in the house here, and they can pick out the partners, and then, you know, there'll be like a scene playing or something like that, you know. So
Peter copied that idea. Someone's gonna steal that right now.
No, I don't care. I mean, who wants to and that was when technology wasn't as evolved as it is today. But
I used to play Leisure Suit Larry when I was like 10, 11.
Wow.
Like,
what did you play?
Leisure Suit Larry. It's before your time, my dear.
She's only 28.
You played Leisure Suit Larry?
No.
He's like this like, cheesy little character in this like little white leisure suit, and he got a gold chain and fur coming out of his chest.
Kind of a joke on all these like wannabe playboys, you know.
That's so funny.
That was funny at the time. It was risque, you know, and so the fact that it came out at all was pretty cool. Yeah.
It was still like 8-bit too. I mean,
I know it was like all jagged and shit. Yeah, so
can you tell me more about this Mindshare? I'm on the website, and it doesn't really give all that much information. It's just like enlightened debauchery, and that's it. I want to know more, though.
You got like Caltech grads, IT grads, just really smart people, artists from all walks of life, and basically it's everybody sharing their brains. Because like, as an artist, you surround yourself with other artists. You don't really, you know, surround yourself with like techies or scientists or anything, and this is a way for a lot of different types of people, a lot of smart people who get together in a party atmosphere, and it's great because they have like, you can text messages, and you can also see it on webcam. If you can't actually go, you can watch it on the internet.
Okay.
And text messages to the big board that they have behind the speakers, and it's drunken debauchery. You know, hyper enlightened people.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man, I'm like totally in love with your tits, and I'm even more in love with your pussy. I mean, it is like it is so cute that
I used to be really embarrassed about it.
Why?
Like my lips, I didn't realize that. Like, because I have really long like lips.
Yeah.
And like, I thought
the inner lips
totally embarrassing because I have a lot of white girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I have really tiny, you know, package. You know, vaginas, and mine's like all over the place. I don't know if it's because I've had a lot of sex or like
it's the way that I don't think it has to do with that. It's probably always been like that. It's just it's you know, I mean, vaginas are as different as various in the way they look that. Like everybody, like faces, like hands, like legs, everybody's got different ones.
Like
it doesn't
lips.
It doesn't make one normal and the other one not, you know. I think if you're a pussy connoisseur, you appreciate everyone, you know.
I had a girlfriend once upon a time. I had like an ingrown hair, and I was like, will you help me? As I'm like sitting with my legs spread. And so she's got the tweezers, and she's got her face in there, and she was just like, you have got a beautiful vagina.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never heard anyone like say that before, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, you know, aren't they all the same? And she was like, no. She's like, your lips are, you know, just the whole way it's configured. It's like a beautiful flower.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me see yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I shoved her down and I spread her legs and I was like, whoa.
Whoa, really?
It was like night and day. And really? So then we've got the mirrors out.
That's a great start to a lesbian movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if my director friend will do that. I'll like dedicate it to you.
Thank you very much. Hey, maybe I can come in and actually be part of it.
Are you going to, would you do a movie?
Actually, you could.
Susie, would you do a movie?
You know what?
I might
consider it. I don't know. Yeah.
Because once it's out there, that's it. You can't take it back.
I don't know. I might be able to do something like that. Okay. What do you think about that, Sam?
The funny thing is, like, when you're securing yourself, and it's like, I really had to decide. I was like, I used to be really weary. Like, I didn't get tattoos for a long time. Like, I didn't dye my hair crazy for a long time. I didn't do a lot of crazy things because I was really worried about what people were going to think. And then I realized one day, nothing really matters. Like, nothing, I mean, you know, like, when you're 80, and you're going to, like, remember back to this conversation, and maybe next Tuesday when we meet, and you don't do it, you know, say you don't do this thing, this pornography, and when you're 80, you might go, man, I should have done it. I'm going to do it in, like, a year. I totally should have done that porn.
Yeah.
You know?
I've got people that have listened to the show, and they're just like, whoa, Susie, like, you've got some things out there that you've said about yourself, and they're like, mm-hmm. you know, the whole world could potentially be listening. And it's like, you know, I kind of feel the same way. It's like, I don't regret anything that I've ever done in my life. I really don't have any regrets. And I don't mind sharing my life and my crazy stories and everything with people. I just, you know, I'm just one of those crazy people that's very adventurous and will try anything.
Right.
And I don't, yeah. So maybe I would. Mm. I really can't wait to meet you next Tuesday. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Likewise.
Yay.
Yeah, like, I really, you know, like, this porn thing's really out there, and I really enjoy it, and it's, sex is kind of my life. It's what I've, like,
it's an art form, I think.
Yeah. It is, you know, and I really like to teach about it, too. So, like, a lot of the things that I do are, like, there's a company called LovingSex.com, and they do a lot of instructional videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just want to share love with the world.
Oh,
and I think you're doing a wonderful job.
You are.
Satine, right. Have you ever been to Burning Man?
Oh, you guys cut out.
Have you ever been to Burning Man?
It's funny you say that because I'm going this year.
Are you really? I can't decide if I'm going or not. I went last year and the year before, and it was like the most amazing time of my life. But I've got a lot going on this year at that time, so I'm going to try and see if I can just go for 2 or 3 days. But I think
I'm going for like 2 days, literally. Like, I'm going on the 30th.
I think you would be a wonderful addition.
On the 29th. I'm going with a big group of girls, and my roommate actually heads this Camp Sucky Fucky.
Ah!
Which is funny because it's not porn. It's like, he's an artist, and his name's David Wilson.
Okay.
You check out his art at davidwilsonlives.com.
Okay.
Totally talented artist, but he's also a fire performer. And he's been going for like 10 years, and he goes as this character Neptune, and like, he's gonna have all these posters Neptune for mayor this year. I guess he's had it for a couple years.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a big group of fire performers, and I mean, Burning Man's just like, yeah.
Burning Man's amazing.
All my friends. Been going since I was 15, and I'm 28 now, and I'm finally gonna go.
You know what it sounds? Burning Man is kind of like, once you're on the playa, no rules apply. Like, you can be, I always call it kind of being like a playa whore, and go out and just like literally whore around, and no one judges you. Like, you could just meet someone, you can go have sex, and you can carry on and just keep walking around.
Yeah.
And have no idea.
I'm a film out there. Are you kidding me? Yes. 2 days ago, I did a big video for Vivid, where I had sex out in the hills.
Right.
You know, it's called, it's like open air, dirty, dusty, and like, that was the best sex ever. I mean,
really? I've had some amazing playa sex.
Really?
Oh, you're just sweaty and dirty, and like, no one really. Sam looks so horrified.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
now.
I couldn't do this. I'm like a 5-star hotel type of guy, you know, and everything has to be clean. But no, but I can appreciate people that like that.
This is,
you know,
just,
I mean,
like, dirty raw sex.
I'm a total Gemini. I prefer to like go and be dirty and rugged, and like, all I want to wear are my boots, my goggles, my face mask, and I want to run bouncing, flopping naked everywhere. But also, I love to stay at the W in San Francisco.
I love the W.
You know, the St. Regis. You know, I like to pamper myself and go on like,
cool, and you get to experiment. I mean, this is
food
awesome.
And spa,
I'm the same way. I like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can kind of, I don't know, I'm like a chameleon. I could make myself fit into any situation.
I found a new friend.
Yeah. I think maybe I should go to Burning Man with you. Maybe I'll go to Camp Fucky Fuckity Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called again?
Camp Sucky Fucky.
Camp Fucky Fucky.
Yep. Sucky Fucky, I think.
Sucky Fucky?
Yeah.
I like Fuckity Fuckity Fuck.
No, I
don't know, like, what location it's at, but.
Satine, I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. First of all, you refer to white girls. What origin are you?
I'm Eurasian.
Eurasian?
I'm Filipino, wow. Sicilian.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good combination. I mean, you look very sultry, very sensuous, which is cool.
Spicy Italian and Filipino blood.
Yeah, there you go. And the second question I wanted to ask is, what did your family think of all this when you decided to get into this? Do they know?
I told them immediately. I said, look, this is what I want to do with my life. These are the websites I've been on. These are the movies. So this is my name. So if you see it, just fast forward or don't watch it or whatever.
Yeah.
And my family's been pretty good about it. Like, I think my dad watches a lot of porn, so he was pissed off.
Yeah,
mostly because, you know, he doesn't, like, you don't want that. My mom's like, whatever you do, just don't hurt anybody else and keep yourself safe and, you know, be healthy and happy and don't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
But I had this uncle who was, like, three times removed. Like, his ex-wife was my aunt, like, my blood aunt, and she's been married, like, two other times after him. And he found me, and he's writing me, saying, I can't believe you do this, and I'm a Christian, and I'm this and this and this, and I can't believe blah, 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 blah. And I sat and I thought about it, and I was like, he sat through one of my movies. He didn't just, like, kind of glance across it. He sat and watched it, and I, like, totally called him out. I'm like, you didn't have to sit through it.
Yeah, I would freak
it.
Out.
Well,
man.
I turned off eventually. I'm like, you're perverted. Go away.
Yeah, jeez.
You know, I mean, like, you just, I was honest up front. I said, this is what I'm doing, and my whole family knew.
Yeah.
So, cool. That was the only weird, awkward thing where I was like, wait a minute, I'm calling you out right now.
Yeah, I'm sure, who knows how many people that know you are actually watching your fucking film, you know?
I love it. I love thinking.
And that's what's important, you know? I mean, you're doing what you want to do, and the hell with everybody else, you know? That's the way to do it.
I have a question. Do you like, a complete Brazilian bikini wax?
I never get waxed. Are you kidding me? I will give you a secret right now. It's a super secret. I mean, first of all, that's insane. That's all I'm going to say.
Why?
That's so bad. But,
tell me the secret, girl.
Five blade razor,
she said.
I always get, I get, like, ingrown hairs, though, from that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like
razor.
I'll
tell you how not to right now. You get your tongue of mane. The deodorant, and you put that on immediately after you get out of the shower.
Wait, you cut out for 1 second. So put it on immediately after you get what are you putting on?
Deodorant.
Clear down there.
Deodorant. Yeah, downtown. You put it on there right after you get out of the shower. You have to use like a 4 or 5 blade razor.
Okay.
You have to use shaving cream. You know, the way you press down, like when you shave, you don't kind of just like lift and brush and like really fast. You really kind of have to like push down.
Okay.
It's all technical skill.
Yeah.
You know? But
guess.
Yeah, the deodorant is phenomenal. It's a big stripper secret I learned like when I was 22.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't get ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
Unless I have, you know, ravaged sex afterwards.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is that I think there is a different look when you shave and when you wax. You know, don't you think waxing is cleaner?
I feel like
you don't get the stubble and
my shave is phenomenal.
Really?
Like, I get a really good shave. I use the 5 blades because I've got 5 blades now.
Yeah.
Like, I shave like every other day, but honestly, I actually like muff.
You like muff?
I love muff.
So
I love
do
it.
I.
Like,
so
I have
a.
The
so
older I'm getting, the more. Because I shaved since I was like 11.
Wow.
I shaved my entire body. I hated hair. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I think last year, I was like, wait a minute. I want something different because all the porn girls are shaved.
Yes,
I mean?
They all are, you know. And
all of them. But I'm not a little girl anymore. I'm
that's
28
right.
years old.
That's
so
right.
So I'm starting to become a woman now.
Yeah. There you go. Put some hair there.
Isn't
that's
it funny how like how you still, like, I don't know, I'm 26 and I still feel like I'm just beginning to become a woman.
Really?
You know, and people.
Exactly. Women don't become women until they're in their 30s.
I know. Like, someone will say, excuse me, ma'am, or, you know, and I'm like, I look around and I'm like, oh, you're talking to me? I was like, I'm a little girl.
A submissive assistant, and I had him call me ma'am.
So
instead of saying mistress or whatever, I'm like, I want to call me ma'am.
Oh, that's so funny.
Feel, I don't know, like, a little bit stronger, a little more womanly, you know? I can choose my submission, and I can, like, but I'm a woman, and I really like vagina, but I don't. Okay, so I keep it clean from the clit down.
Mm. Keep it clean from the clit down?
Yeah, but I have my muff up top.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And I shave like the bikini line so that if I'm wearing underwear, it's not like sprouting out the sides.
Yeah,
so
I don't like that.
It's a manicured muff.
Right. That's what I figured. Muff. Yeah, it's not the whole thing, but it's sort of like in between.
Worst thing one of the most embarrassing things I ever did, and I hope my stepdad's not listening. You know, he's got three daughters in the house, or four daughters in the house, actually. I have a stepsister, too. And I had, like, a holy bush down there, and I was just home visiting briefly for Christmas or something. And I decided, I was like, you know what, I need to manicure down there a little bit. So I take his face razor, and I totally just...
Oh, my God.
But, no, the worst part is, I didn't know, this is one of the razors that catches the hair in the other end, and you have to empty it out. So he goes to shave his face the next morning and it's clogged, and he goes to dump it out, and then he's obviously, you know, he's got a whole vagina in his sink.
Oh my God.
And so my poor, we had like a family meeting, and like my stepsister has red hair, so it wasn't her. My other sister is handicapped, you know, and she's not really capable of that, so it wasn't her. And then my other sister, it was pretty much down to me and my other sister Mimi. And so she's looking at me, and she's like, "You little bitch!"
You had a family meeting.
We had a family
it?
Meeting about respecting, about respecting other people's things, and you know, and I'm sitting there just guilty as could be with like my nice clean shaved vagina. And I'm like, "Oh God, can you imagine my poor stepdad just like, what's wrong with my razor and emptying it out and just being horrified?"
Yeah,
I would never take one of those things downtown. Those are like...
Well, I was like 20 at the time. You know, you live and learn.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Poor man.
Yeah. That's a really good story. That's like one of those TV stories. Like,
I've got a couple of them.
Yeah. You should write a family comedy.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should.
Yeah, she's got a few books in
there's
her.
There's not enough female family.
Yeah. Satine, I'm like, I'm still looking at different pictures of your boobs, and they're perfect as far as I'm concerned. So don't touch them. Don't do anything.
I know.
To
I'm
them.
Still upset that you made them double D's.
And you can count on another guy masturbating to your pictures today. So,
yay!
And girl,
it really turns me on.
And a girl too.
I don't know why.
Satine, we're gonna conclude this because I'm dying to run to the bathroom. I haven't peed in 2 hours now, and this is not to say you've been fascinating. I mean, you've been on for almost an hour, and we could keep talking. You know what? Why don't you do this, Satine? One time, why don't you come down here and sit with us on a show? It would be
and
awesome.
And teach me how to shave my vagina properly.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't be any closer
to
us. Yeah, I thought you would come in today, but we will definitely. I will definitely invite you to come back in, come sit in on the show with us, and we'll have a blast. You seem like a really nice girl, you know.
Thanks. Yeah, I would love to come on. Thanks, guys.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And I really can't wait to meet you next week. I'm really going to come.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, too.
Fun starts
yeah.
Karaoke the 19th of August. It's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at like 9, 9:30, goes all night.
And what was the bar called again?
Zardos.
Zardos.
Right. Okay. Well, we're definitely going to see you there, and we'll approach you and say hi and all that.
Awesome.
So wonderful. And everybody go to satinephoenix.com. That's SatinPhoenix.
It's SatineE.
I'm sorry. Did I not say that? I apologize.
No.
That's
and
why I was fucking.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I was spelling the whole damn thing, and I did it wrong. Satine. Phoenix.com.
It's a fascinating website.
Yeah, tremendous site. There's a lot to see here, and you're beautiful, and I wish you all the luck. Congratulations on the new movie. And all the best to you. We'll put a link to your site on our website as well so people can go and visit.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Satine.
Bye, Satine.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Wow.
That was a lot to take.
I can't wait to go home.
Yeah.
can we wrap up a little early today, Sam?
Yeah. Are you getting wet already?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I better run out of the room real quick. And we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
We salute you, Mr. Obscure Olympic Event Commentator.
Mr. Obscure Olympic Event Commentator.
Yes,
when the entire world is glued to their television sets to watch water polo. You'll be there to tell us all exactly what the heck water polo is.
It's like playing soccer in a pond.
You, Mr. Obscure Olympic Event Commentator, know everything there is to know about table tennis, archery, and even badminton.
That thing's not called a birdie.
No, it's a shuttlecock.
And you can say it without giggling, yeah.
So the next time you're watching Olympic handball and you kind of almost understand how it's played by the time it's over, raise your TV remote in salute to Mr. Obscure Olympic Event Commentator, a real American hero.
Mr. Obscure Olympic Event Commentator.
Thank you for explaining why they give gold medals for jumping on trampolines.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. When you think of competitive text messaging, you think WTF. The World Texting Federation, WTF, presents Textomania 7. The world's fastest text messengers go thumb to thumb. Scheduled to appear, American title holder Myron the Trio Terror Ogilvy.
When I look at my competition, I R-O-F-L-M-A-O.
Asian legend Lee the Blackberry Assassin Wong.
All you other guys are losers, I am a Joel.
And former champion, the Bangalore Bomber, Furbish Patel.
Last year, I said I'd BRB, and I meant it. LOL, 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 LOL.
Textomania 7, a no-characters-barred messaging melee. Only from the World Texting Federation, WTF.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk, right here on LA Talk Radio.
We're back at the Apology Olympics just in time for John Edwards in the freestyle plea for forgiveness.
And Edwards has gotten off to a good start. He had a great run a few weeks ago into a men's room chased by photographers, and he's now between the final legs of this competition.
And there he goes, right to the cameras. A pivot, a twist. He's really tying himself in knots here. It's a move similar to the triple lutz we call the total putz.
Now some backpedaling. Ooh, and a very difficult double denial. And now the vault over any responsibility. Nicely done. And the crowd is going wild here. Edwards dominates in scoring, and today is no exception.
The judges are giving him a perfect 10. His girlfriend, of course, is a 7, and that's on a good day. Back to the Apology Olympics after this.
Trying to figure out how you can talk to the two best hosts in internet radio history? Simple. Pick up your phone and dial 818-602-4498. Once again, here's your hosts, Sam and Susie.
Okay, and of course, the question that Susie brought up was...
Since we were going with the name game before, right. What is the name of my boyfriend?
What is the name of Susie's boyfriend? If you've been listening, even today, it was probably mentioned about 19 times. And so you can't miss that. And that's, of course, for the Wi-Fi radio that allows you to listen to us and other internet stations outside
whenever.
Your computer. Yes, outside your computer. And this is awesome. And it's $250 worth.
Wow.
And you can have it for free. And if you if nobody wins, Susie's going to get it. So be careful.
Now, Sam, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What were you really doing in the bathroom after the last phone conversation?
No, in fact, I wanted to ask you what you were doing since you said you were wet and everything. I figured maybe you went to wipe yourself. But no, I was my bladder was really ready to go. But no, I never will do this like in public places.
Really?
Know,
oh, I love public
self-conscious.
Sex.
Really?
Love. It.
Really?
Yes.
So you sometimes masturbate in the bathroom and stuff?
No, I don't usually masturbate in the bathroom, but if I can, I like having sex in bathrooms too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So to have sex, but not to masturbate or anything?
No, not...
Okay.
Usually, I don't know, if there's a partner involved, that's where it's more fun.
Right.
I really can't wait to go and meet this girl next week. I'm really excited
about
this.
Yeah, she'll be awesome. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to check out some of those books on the bondage too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it fascinates you.
It really does, and it's something actually... I almost just gave away his name again.
Yeah.
That my boyfriend and I have been talking about discussing lately. So it should be interesting.
Really?
I'll have to come back and give you a full report.
Do you find that you need constant stimulation all the time, maybe even stronger stimulation? You know, just like with the power tools, how you started needing more and more?
I don't know. I think... Like, I don't know, like what you were saying before, how you don't like anything like experimental outside of the normal realm of like, you know, the standard missionary, whatever.
No, not that at all. Believe me. I mean, I just said not to bring anything like artificial into the bedroom. But yeah, I mean, I'll do crazy things. I mean, I like to be dominated by a woman sitting on my face. That to me is like total domination.
Yes.
You know? And I love that. And I don't need to be tied up. I don't need any whips or anything like that.
Again,
I'm not knocking it. I'm just explaining my... my view.
Your personal view on it.
But at any rate, so you started.
I don't know. I guess it is kind of like the thrill factor or the excitement factor. I mean, I'm always, you know, doing bigger and better things. It's like I did the world's second highest bungee jump,
right.
And it's like, that was cool, but then it's like, what's next?
Yeah.
Now
well,
what do I do?
Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking on the way to the bathroom, I was thinking that, because you mentioned you're considering or you would consider doing a porn film. And so what I'm thinking is that, you know, I mean, yeah, because it's like, you know, you jumped off a plane, you jumped off a bridge, you've done just about anything possible, and you have that need to keep on outdoing yourself, I think.
I've just always been like a thrill seeker. I think right. There are just some people out there that are just constantly looking to up the ante.
Yeah. I'm just worried that it won't get you in trouble, that's all.
Oh,
you know, because
no.
This is like one of those things that once you do it, you can't take it away.
You can't take it back.
You know, it's like trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know? It just doesn't work.
Well, you know what I mean? I wouldn't just go out there and just randomly do a porn with some random person, and you know, but maybe like a subtle like lesbian scene with someone, if I really had a connection with the person,
right.
It might be something I would consider. And I'm not saying I would do the porn necessarily, and don't get all excited out there, people. I'm not saying I'm going into the porn industry.
But you do a girl on girl.
I could do a girl and maybe just have it for my own personal, just for myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just to share it with my own partner.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not getting any younger here. I'm only 26, but I did a naked photo shoot in Africa once upon a time, and the pictures actually got out in the town where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked into my bar one day, and I was so embarrassed. And I got a standing ovation. I mean, I thought my reputation was going to be ruined. I thought, you know, I was never going to be able to, like, hold my head up high in the town again. A malicious ex and his new girlfriend decided they were going to just, like, hand out the cards all over the town to, like, every bar. But instead, I got a standing ovation. I got claps. Everyone was just like, Susie, they're like, whoa, you're Miss February and Miss March. You get 2 months out of the Playboy calendar. Holy shit. And I was like, really? And then someone else is like, you're never paying for a drink ever again.
Cool.
And I was like, oh. And then, you know, I mean, I was proud of my body. And I thought, you know, I look really fucking good right now. I'm going to go and I'm going to have these pictures taken by this professional photographer.
Right.
Just as something, you know, that I can have for myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I wasn't really expecting the whole town to see.
Yeah.
But once they did, you know, I kind of had to get over it. And I was like, I have a beautiful body. I look fucking hot.
Yeah.
And
were they explicit or were they like artsy?
They were explicit.
Really?
There was nothing artful about them.
Really?
Yes.
And this was just you, not
another
person?
It was just
person?
Me.
Really?
Just me.
Wow, I'm trying to imagine what you're doing. In
well, let's just say there was a mosquito net involved and a zebra skin rug. And
wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So anyway, I definitely would not be opposed to doing something like that. Maybe not for the whole world to see, but just for my own personal collection. And again, if I did find the right person to have a connection with.
Yeah.
And that was what was neat about Sotine, is that she said like she really develops a connection with the people that she does these videos
that's
with.
That's true, yeah.
And that's one of the things that I've always had a problem with in porn. It's like they're not connected. It's like, I feel no passion. I feel no love. Like, you're not making me want to have sex right now.
Yeah.
I need to feel some...
I know. And it's so phony, you know? I mean, all the girls, it's just like, yeah. You know, it's like... It's not
harder,
real.
Harder, faster.
It's
oh, yeah, baby.
They're all the same.
All the same.
You know? That's why I don't really watch porn anymore, you know?
I've kind
like
of gotten
said,
away
they're
from
all
it
like,
myself.
They're all shaved. They all have boob jobs. They all, you know, I mean, they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
They really do, you know? And for some reason, I'm not... I mean, when I'm thinking of sex, I'm not thinking of a chick that looks like a porn star.
Yep.
You know? That to me, they don't have to look like so wild with their hair and the makeup and all that stuff. You know? That's not what it's about. But I guess that's what many men are attracted to, because otherwise they wouldn't be doing it that way.
Well, maybe Satine and I can do... we could do the little act of, oh, I've got an ingrown hair. Can you help me? And then, like, exploring each other and just like... Wow, that's beautiful. Oh, wow, look at me and look at you. You know, kind of like playing doctor. Because it seriously was like that.
Yeah.
I never had even known what my own vagina looked like until, you know, I'm just like, whoa.
Looked at the pictures and stuff.
Well, no, not even looked at the pictures, you know, but... She was like down there and she's like, you've got a beautiful vagina.
I see. When she said that. Okay.
When she said that, yeah. I was like, really? And then I went and, you know, spread your legs in front of a mirror and then you're like, huh, wow, that is, it's not so bad.
No, it's not so bad. Somehow I'm not surprised that you have a cute one. But, you know, I mean, it goes with the package.
Thank you.
But, What did I want to ask you? Shit, I forgot.
Sorry, that was a little distracting.
Yeah, it was a little bit distracting. But no, I mean, so yeah, a girl on girl would probably be decent.
It would be decent, and I don't know. Yeah. Well, it could be. Yeah. Then again, I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm going to go and meet this woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I remember what I want to ask you is, so you're going to be there for sure next week?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so I'm going too, okay? And we'll do some karaoke.
Oh, you do get ready for my karaoke, Sam. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. You don't even know what you are in store for.
Really? Well, you don't know what you're in store for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really? I'm a professional singer.
Really?
Well, not professional. Never got paid for it. But yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a singer, all right.
Now, I have a question. So what if I have the Franz come with me next week?
Right.
And you'll get to meet the man. Dun, 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 again. I wonder, would he consider it cheating if I made out with Satine, or if I made out with another woman, while he was there, or if it escalated to something else, is that cheating?
Well, you have to ask him.
I know. I'm kind of just curious.
If you asked me, it depends, you know. It really depends. I don't know. I mean, I would...
He made out with a 50-year-old man, so I can make out with a hot girl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not fair, so I'm going
to. I think it would be cheating because you like girls, you know, it's not like a one-time thing. So it would be, he's taking a risk that you might maybe fall in love with her or run off with her, you know, whereas...
Or maybe it could be exciting and maybe we could bring her back into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be like the next thing that I'm looking for. The next bridge to jump off.
I'm sure he wouldn't say no.
Yes. Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing, though. You bring another person to the relationship... things will never be the same. It doesn't matter how open you are. I've talked to many people, and it can drive you apart.
Really?
You know, yeah. Because they say three's a crowd for a reason, you know. But we got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Good.
You guys are having the thing for the radio?
Yes.
Kudos.
What is your answer? Do you know what Susie's boyfriend's name is?
Is it the Franz, I think?
The Franz is absolutely...
I said it 50 times. I'm sitting here like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't want to make it too hard for anyone.
Yeah, we just want to test, make sure you're not falling asleep. We want to make sure you don't fall asleep while you're listening.
Oh, trust me. With the two of you, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Where are you calling?
Power shift, so, you know.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
North Hollywood, actually.
Oh, North Hollywood.
Yep.
Wow. And what is your name? The first
Lisa.
Name? I'm sorry?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for listening.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, cool. Have you been
Sam?
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing her on, man.
Oh, you like her?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
You guys are awesome, man.
Have you been listening for a while, Lisa?
About 3 weeks, actually.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love bringing her, too. She's she's something else. There's
keep
only
her. Keep her, man.
Only one Susie. Okay. Now listen, Lisa, on Friday, please be tuned on Friday. I'm going to have you and the other winners call in, and we'll do sort of a game, and whoever can win that one has the radio. I'll ship it to you the following day.
Okay?
You got it, man. And thanks a lot for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And
yeah,
and
me too.
Susie is as well.
All right.
Take care.
Bye, Lisa.
Yes. Awesome show, by the way.
Thank you
very much. Bye-bye.
I love getting positive feedback.
Do
like
you?
That.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to know that what you're doing is appreciated.
I know.
And people notice it.
Well, it's just so hard because, I mean, we have all the listeners out there, and it's like, we can't see them.
Yeah.
And I really want to see them. I want to know, like, what they look like, what they're doing, what their jobs are.
I know. Well, write to Susie and let her know. And also, you should come to that club next week.
Yes.
What's it called again?
I have the website Zardu? Right now. No, it actually begins with an S.
I thought it was X.
I thought it was Z. It's Sardos. S-A-R-D-O-S.
Okay, Sardos in Burbank. Look it up. And Susie and I will probably be there next week. And so will Satine.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I wish I were there already.
So we invite all the listeners. Maybe we can meet some there.
Yeah, that would be great.
See. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Shalom, Mr. Sam. How are you?
Shalom, Mr. Mo.
Shalom, Susie.
Hi, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
I want just to say LA Talks Radio number one, and we enjoy all your programming from morning to evening. I mean, just hook to it. It's addictive, you know. It's like a hashish.
Yeah, like
you
know? Drug, like
it's
a drug.
It's like hashish.
Right. It's a teriyak. I mean, after Phoenix, no way. I used to listen to other radio stations. Son, I'm not even listening. I am from morning. We have Rhonda, we have Phyllis, we have, of course, our best friend, other ones, Mr. TJ and yes. Mr. Johnny and everybody else.
Yeah, and we love you, Mo. I mean, you're one of the pioneers that realized how great we are, and we're always grateful to you for that. And
your voice always puts a smile on my face. It just cracks me up.
He's cool.
And I do advertise it too, and I tell lots of other people to tune into your station too. And I hope you know, it will come a time that you will have a lot of cones, many calls very soon or later.
Oh yeah. And Mo, thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate Mo won a radio.
Yeah, I remember
a couple
you
weeks
saying
ago.
That.
And you enjoying it, Mo? Isn't it awesome?
Oh, excellent. By the way, you said you were in South Africa, and there is South Africa. Also, I sometimes switch. There is a very nice radio station in South Africa. You know which one I am talking about. I don't want to
yes.
say it on the air.
You can say it. Who cares?
I witness news 702 Talk Radio. Oh, they in Sundays they have this. You should bring Kate, the lady. She has a program. Believe it or not. If you can go to their website, 702 Talk Radio,
okay.
Just the very first one, .co.za
okay.
is South Africa. Anyway, then Billy Sanders, she has a very nice program, and plus if in future you can bring her and interview with her, it would be very great.
Yeah, well, we'll do. We'll try that. Mo, and we're
out. You've been in South Africa. You know her. You know about the culture. You know, and she would. I'm sure she would be in love to be in your show
and the station. Too. Okay, cool. I'll definitely check it out, Mo. Thanks so much.
Okay.
We got to wrap up because we're out of time.
Okay. Thank you very much. Shalom, everyone.
Bye, Mo.
Bye. Great guy. I love him. He's
he really cracks me up.
Yeah, he's really cool. You know, I mean, he's a patriot. You know, he comes from out of this country. He's been here about 30 years. He loves this country. He's involved, you know, with what's going on here. And it's really cool. And I love to have him listening and everybody else. We want to thank Lisa today for winning. And, of course, she's a contender. We already have two. And we'll be giving away the radio.
Now, what is this radio called? Because I think I might invest in one.
Well, don't invest in one. I mean, it's $250. You know, I mean, you can.
Well, maybe I'll ask for one for a present from someone.
Yeah, like from us, right? No, I'm going to ask them to. We only have one left, but I'm going to ask them to send us some more.
Okay.
And I can let you borrow mine for a while, just so you can see what it's like. Because I bought one before we actually got them.
And they're really cool. They work really well.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I mean, and you just program stations and different buttons. You know, like you would your car, the radio in your car, and yeah, you can listen to stations from all over the world.
Does it go through? Say, I want to listen to it in the car. Will it go through the speakers?
Well, no, it's not. You can't listen to it in the car. You have to have Wi-Fi. You have to have wireless internet.
Oh,
somewhere.
Okay.
You see, the thing is that almost every home now has a wireless router. Now, if you don't. Well, eventually what they're doing also in the big cities is WiMAX, which is Wi-Fi. It's wireless internet, but everywhere, just like
Ooh.
Cell phones. So, yeah, so as soon as this thing is in cars, you're going to be able to listen to it in cars and stuff. So, but right now, you listen to it around your home, you know?
Yeah.
I take it when I shave in the bathroom, and sometimes, you know, I take a nap, I put it there. So, it's really cool. You don't have to lug to lug a computer with you and stuff, you know? So,
yeah.
It's really cool. Well, we're almost out of time.
Goes by so fast.
It
every
does,
day.
Huh? But now you'll get a chance to go to sleep. You don't know what that bruise is on. You only noticed it now.
No, I noticed it yesterday. I think Franz bit me.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow, you got like a bruise on your bicep there.
I know. It looks like a doesn't it look like a mouth mark?
It does kind of look like it, but I don't think it is. I mean, you'd have tooth marks there.
No, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
He bites?
Well, I think when I had him by the balls and the hair, stretching him out from either end. I think we got pretty physical yesterday.
Wow.
It's all in the name of passion, though.
I see.
Oh, boy.
All right, Susie. Well, you go home and get yourself a nap.
I will.
How many hours did you get of sleep? 2, 3?
Yeah, maybe like 4 last night.
Oh.
Yeah. So not too bad. But no. I usually require 8 to 10.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen
that. So you're
not
taking a picture of me today.
Yeah. I haven't slept 8 to 10 hours, who knows in how many years, but yeah.
Well, maybe you need a nap,
too.
I have to
go with 5. Yeah, but you know what? Ever since you've come around, I'm not tired anymore, you know? So that's pretty cool. You know, you're full of energy and stuff, and that's awesome.
Well, I'll take some of the pressure off you.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the competition continuing this week. Of course, we have at noon, we have TJ McCormick. At noon, and at 2, we have Johnny Dam with the damage report. I guess I need to get out of here. I can't talk anymore. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.